Amtrak Wild Wings, or at the corner of Rio and Berkmar, beside the piano shop and behind the ugly concrete wall. Toby's, changing pawn for good.
Look at them. All the shoppers lining up outside on Black Friday Eve in the late November chill. You used to be one of them, but not anymore. Because earlier this week, you visited the Ford Black Friday event and got the best offer of the year on a new Ford SUV. It was noon on a Tuesday, you were well-rested, someone was immediately ready to help. The Ford Black Friday event is here, so get to your local Ford dealer today. We built a better Black Friday with our best offers of the year, so you can have a better holiday.
Mostly cloudy skies today, some showers midday with afternoon highs around 60 degrees.
It's 44 degrees at the Automated Office System Studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
With Ukraine in the political spotlight during President Trump's impeachment hearings, UVA's School of Continuing and Professional Studies held a talk on the country's history.
Yuri Urbanovich has been studying Russia and Ukraine's relations for decades. Ukraine and Russia have been fighting since 2014 for control over the Crimea Peninsula. He says if people understood more of the history of Ukraine and the crisis that is going on there now, they could better see the big picture.
It is a challenge to European security and the United States and our allies in Europe. We need to know what should happen in order to provide peace, security, and well-being for all European countries.
With a difference of just 27 votes out of 10,000 ballots cast in the Orange County Commonwealth's attorney's race, Paige Higginbotham has filed for a recount Wednesday. According to state law, both candidates will now select recount officials, and the process will be overseen by a panel of three judges.
Another patient from the Sunday morning bus crash on I-64 on Afton Mountain has been released from the UVA Medical Center. The remaining two patients are listed in good and fair condition.
The State Corporation Commission not giving Dominion as big a utility raise as the company wants. The SEC has rejected a proposal to set the company's rate of return on equity at 10.75%. Instead, the SEC approved a rate of 9.2%. Commissioner said that should be a sufficient return on equity for the capital projects planned by the utility.
Kick off the Christmas season with St. Paul's Episcopal Church December 7th from 9:30 until 12:30 in the afternoon for the 2019 Rivanna Garden Club Christmas Market. They'll have beautiful wreaths, fresh greens, delicious food, crafts, and other fabulous finds.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios in Charlottesville, it's 44 degrees with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
This is Fox on Justice. You could call this a countersuit. A lawsuit against McDonald's over the redesign of its counters. This has to do with several violent incidents that happened at McDonald's restaurants in Chicago. This is a protest by McDonald's workers chanting, "We want to work in peace, not rest in peace." 17 workers are suing the chain. They say they've either been victims of violence or witnessed violent incidents. The suit claims there are an average of 20 calls to 911 every day from McDonald's locations in Chicago. And part of the problem is the redesign of the counters. They're wider and lower, and the suit says it's now easier for customers to jump over the counter or just walk around it and have a confrontation with an employee. They also